Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email, and you can listen to thousands of archives. You can read hundreds of articles. You can have more fun there than you'll ever have anywhere else, learning about small business and how to run a small business and getting to know our Brain Trust members, including our newest Brain Trust member. He doesn't even know that yet. Randy McCollum, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He is Vice President for Strategic Alliances at Administaff, my host down here at in Woodlands, Texas, at the Administaff Small Business Classic and in Woodlands, Texas. And I've asked Randy to join me for a number of reasons. Number one, because he's a really cool guy, and I want you to meet him. But also, I want to find out about how you put a golf tournament together. He's going to tell us about that. Randy, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. We appreciate the opportunity to be on the show, and we certainly welcome you and the show to Houston and the Woodlands in our tournament.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. You guys have been really nice to me, and you've laid some serious Texas hospitality on me, and I appreciate that very much. Okay, I want you to. We got two or three things I want to talk about, but first I want to talk about this tournament. Now, I know a little bit about, not much, but I know a little bit about putting on a tournament like this. I've been around one of them. I haven't been involved in the actual running of one of them, but I've watched people do it. It's a lot of work. It's like a Herculean effort, and that's with people who have a year to plan it. You guys didn't have that this year, did you?
That's correct. We kind of got into this a little late. The opportunity came to us very quickly, and the opportunity was one we just couldn't pass on this time. So things had to happen in great fashion, but a lot of people working very hard. We're kind of used to doing that, Administaff. We love a challenge, and we took it on head on, and it so far has turned out to be exceptionally wonderful.
Well, it always impresses me when somebody pulls one of these tournaments off successfully, but the way you guys have done it in just about 6 months or so, is amazing. But tell us, give us a little bit of an idea. Now, this is basically your baby, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's the good news, and could be the bad news if it doesn't work out right. But so far, things are going well. The genesis of how this got started was that we're always looking for opportunities to expose Administaff to the demographic makeup of the people that we typically sell our service to. So. Golf and the Senior Champions Tour event fit extremely well with our demographic makeup of who we're trying to get in front of. So that's always been appealing. This opportunity came to us because John Mahaffey, who is a 10-time
right.
winner on tour
right.
and is the local touring pro out of Augusta Pines here in the Woodlands. He sits on the board of the tour, on the policy board of the tour. And for some time, he's been lobbying the tour to come back to Houston. It's been 10 years since the senior event has been here.
That's what I wanted. The question I wanted to get answered was where? What was the genesis of this? Basically,
yeah.
It was John Mahaffey.
It was John Mahaffey's efforts.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Coupled with the people here, the great people here who developed Augusta Pines and underwrote. Really, and guaranteed that the tournament could come here if there was an available date and the opportunity would exist. So that's kind of backwards of how it normally happens. Usually you go out and get a title sponsor,
right.
Then you go out and secure the date, then you secure the venue and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But having happened that way made it very advantageous for us to become the title sponsor. A lot of things aligned extremely well in Houston. The Shell Houston Open, which is enormously successful
right.
On tour and in Houston, 6 months from this date, so we were
right.
in a perfect time slot.
Counter-cyclical in the
exactly,
year.
Exactly, mm-hmm. even from a, barring rain today, but from a weather perspective, the October date is great in Houston. The appetite for golf in Houston is incredible.
Enormous. It's enormous.
Absolutely.
The golf course is everywhere around here.
Yeah. The venue itself that the players will be playing is one that's very straightforward and something that they're not going to like, but it'll be enough. It'll certainly be challenging for them. There was a management team put in place. They were wise enough before they did this to go out to get the best. Pro Links has run six of the Senior Tour events, and so that was in place, and that made us very comfortable that we could go ahead and do this in a very short amount of time.
Right. So, Randy, hold on to that thought. You know how this works. I got to sell some stuff. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Randy McCollum, VP of Strategic Alliances with Administaff. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tournament, how it comes together, especially strategic alliances. He's going to give us a clinic on that right after these messages. 20 till, stay with us. We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar there. He's the best. I guess you've heard me say that before. You ever get a chance to listen to Robert Cray? He's if you like blues, and if you don't like blues, what's wrong with you? Randy McCollum likes
blues.
You like blues, don't you? See, I don't let people. You can't hang around here long if you don't like blues.
That's right.
Randy McCollum, ladies and gentlemen, is a VP with for Strategic Alliances at Administaff, and I'm really excited about having you here for, as I said, for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons is, as I've said earlier this week, and I say all the time, it's one of my soapboxes. Small business owners have in the 21st century have got to learn how to develop strategic alliances. I started telling them in the last century. In the 21st century, one of the three keys to success in the 21st century is going to be, number one, leveraging technology, number two, learning how to network, and number three, developing strategic alliances from that networking activity. And that's what you do for a living. Now, we're ready for the clinic. How do you do it?
Well, first of all, I was lucky enough to have a background in big business and also be the entrepreneurial side where I ran my own small business, so that was a good combination to learn how you kind of work it from both ends of that equation. Then I was awfully fortunate to bump into Administaff and with a great service offering that I knew was extremely valuable in a lot of ways. One, obviously, to the small business, a growing small business in terms of our service that we do. But secondarily, what we end up being at the end of the day is kind of a funnel of the right small businesses, and that's very, very interesting and very good for strategic partnerships. And I think that's the thing you have to look at when you're a small business person too, is one, really define what your niche is and who those partners are. I look at it in terms of who would you like to go to work for and what would the job be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start looking at it that way, you find that you're not just trying to get business and form partnerships, but strategically, what does it mean today? What does it mean next year? What does it mean 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be a two-way partnership there. There has to be a genuine interest on both parts.
Both ways. It has to be good for everybody.
Absolutely. And a lot of times what we find is that, people kind of undefine what is really a vendor relationship and try to make it into a strategic partner. And that's not always healthy. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes those work together. We have a number of those that we've developed we have probably 55 or so strategic partners now. And we continue to look for that same formula of what brings value to not only Administaff but to our client base.
In the old days, 10 years ago, as early as that, but certainly 20, 25 years ago, and I know you're not old enough to remember those days, Randy, but the basically, this idea of integration was all about being vertically integrated. If I needed something, I bought it. If I needed somebody, I hired them, and I created a new division of my company, and et cetera, et cetera. And that's how you grew your business.
Right.
But that's not the way the marketplace is working these days. The best practices are people who are doing what you guys are doing, and that is, we're good at what we do, and those people are good at what they do. We need what they do. So rather than going out and buying that and hiring that, we're going to just partner with these guys. And partner meaning, partner is a broad definition, a broad brush that I use when I use that term. But bring those folks together, find out what you have that they can offer, and vice versa. And that is, that's the way of the 21st century, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more. You know, when I get to visit with a lot of clients and prospects, and it's very interesting to see the ones that are very strategic, that have a plan for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You would think that that's a big number. Actually, it's the small
right.
piece.
Right.
They're in a survival mode, and that's understandable. Again, I understand that. But the ones that are strategic have a plan, and when you ask them what their plan is for the next 5 years, they can detail it.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that includes an understanding of how to go out and partner with people who are going to make them stronger going forward.
Well, and the reason that this is so important for small businesses to understand this is because we don't have the capital. You know, as you've heard me say before, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Right.
And so, with today, with technology and the increments that we can buy it, it's being made. Technology power is being created in our size increments, in our size pricing points.
That's right.
To be able to leverage that and partner up. And here's another thing I wanted to point out that's really cool about the 21st century. We don't have to look for other like size partners, little companies. Are no longer thinking of big companies. They shouldn't be thinking of larger companies as competitors, as the big boxes. They should be thinking of them as potential partners, shouldn't they?
Couldn't agree more. And I think if you look at our model, our business model with 5,000 clients, for example, you know, those clients look to us. You don't always have to directly partner with somebody to get the added benefit of that. So you can clearly do that through one partner who may have relationships with mm-hmm. others that can benefit what you're doing. Either a networking and sales opportunity or a service opportunity or just strictly a buying opportunity. That's a lot of what we bring to the table. So, you know, as you look strategically at partnering with somebody, sometimes look to something that has gone out there and made that partnership work with the ones that you would do it anyway and kind of shortcut that by mm-hmm. working closely with them. That might be directly in our service relationship that we have, or it may be that it's just a direct relationship with those people.
When we come back, would you tell us about some specific strategic alliances?
Glad
to tell us why you chose that company and how they worked with you. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Randy McCollum, the Vice President of Strategic Alliances with Administaff. They're my hosts here. They're sponsoring this tournament, the Small Business Tournament, your tournament in Woodlands, Texas. 10 till. Stay with me. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our friend Randy McCollum, Vice President for Strategic Alliances at Administaff. And Randy, take a minute or so and tell us about Administaff.
Well, Administaff is an 18-year-old company.
On the NASDAQ. On New York.
That's right. We're a public company on New York Exchange. Been public for a little over 7 years. We'll have close to $1 billion in revenue this year. About 1,400 or so corporate employees, but in our business model, which is co-employment, we actually span to 80,000 employees, roughly that. And that's a great leverage point because we service the growing small business arena, about 5,000 clients.
Mm-hmm.
It's important when you look at the average size is about 17 in terms of employees that there's not much leverage there. One for benefits, two for creating an environment of buying power, content, and in particular what we offer is the human capital side of that. And that runs a gamut from liability protection and those types of things to how to run your business and allow your employees to be as productive as possible.
Well, I've had a relationship like the one you offer in the past, and it literally allowed me to be successful.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that relationship, this was years ago, when this industry was sort of in its formative stages, really, in terms of people understanding it and accepting it. If it hadn't been for that relationship, I wouldn't have been able to have stayed in business.
Yeah, you know, our basis, when you ask our customers about what we've done for them, kind of the first thing that pops out of the box is that you gave my life back to me. What you find as a small business owner that you started or developed your business based on an expertise that's specific to something. You're an engineer at something, then you're very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you inherit, unfortunately or fortunately, the people equation of that is something that people are typically not skilled at on the HR side. Doesn't mean they're not good managers and whatever, but the enormous load that is piled on an owner of a business now, from regulations to whatever,
right.
is a collision waiting to happen. And that's what we take away, so that you can your core competencies can be used to their fullest extent.
Folks, the website is administaff.com. There's also administaffclassic.com is the tournament.
That's correct.
And website. So check it out when you get a chance. Randy, talk to us about pick out a great example of a strategic alliance that you put together, and why you felt you needed that alliance.
Well, we looked at it. If our business, our core business, is the human capital management side of the business, what are the other things that are so impactful to and important to a small business owner? And they're pretty obvious. Technology, for example, is one. But development of capital and the financial basis of that is another. Communications and all the things that impact the bottom line so difficult to manage in a small business, particularly a growing small business. And then we looked at who were the best of breed providers in those different segments. And then as we broke that down, we looked at number one, who provides the highest quality level of customer service and recognized so within their industry group, because that's what we are. We're in the service business, and we clearly want to partner with people who would continue that. So that starts to narrow the field. And then we went strategically after the IBMs, the Wells Fargo's. Dell, for example, is a great partner of ours, AT&T.
Mass Mutual.
United Healthcare. And so we literally look at it in terms of picking out the best the best.
I'd like to point out, folks, every company, if I'm not mistaken, that you just mentioned is a lot bigger than your company.
A whole lot bigger.
So, folks, it's just a matter of degree, right?
Sure.
So if you can partner with IBM, then Joe's machine shop can partner with a medium-sized company.
Yeah. Let's take IBM, which is a great strategic partner of ours. It's a great example of that. IBM, even though they have millions of small business, mid-sized business customers, the difficulty they have in trying to find the growing right small businesses that are financially stable and all that is difficult, because they can't afford to send literally people out to someone who has 15 or 20 employees.
So that's the reason it was a good fit for them.
Absolutely.
And it's a good fit for you because...
It's a good fit for us, one, because it obviously is a great branding, but we're able to deliver to our clients and employee base a better buying power.
Right. Discounts, too.
Yeah. Access to a relationship there that's more than just product. It's actually service level.
Randy, thank you for being here. Thank you for being so great to us this week.
We're just glad you're here.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to the future.
Thank you.
Randy McCollum, ladies and gentlemen, VP of Strategic Alliances with Administaff. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know this program is for you. I'll be right back. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.